Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's conference call for our ESP Lab and Spiritual Science Center. It is Easter Sunday, and of course, Easter is a celebration that is observed by different people in different ways, and of course, some people don't observe it at all. But root word is an ancient name for the ancient mother goddess, which was converted some years ago to Ostara. But Estra is a name which is a root for estrogen and eggs, and it is an ancient fertility time. And our growth begins with observance of fertility. And in the lab, we honor each person to find their own traditions and observe existing traditions. And me personally, I do like all of them. I am a fan of Moses as well as Jesus and Krishna as well as Buddha. And there's many great teachers with many good things to say. So today, we're welcoming our fun friends at the ESP Lab, and we're glad to be here. And it is, we're riding the energy of the full moon, and the moon today is in Scorpio, which can make folks a little bit moody and intense, but is also a very powerful water sign, which makes it a fertile time for magic and a generation of magical things. So if you have your newsletter, you might touch our power star, and our theme this month is to celebrate life and do it eternally as we commune with life and spirit to live issue. Greetings to you, dear lab members and our guests. This celebration of life issue marks the beginning of our ESP Lab's 47th year and second month of embracing with spirit the best that light and life has to offer. Let us live a charmed life on both sides of the veil. Let us welcome April, a magical month of spring renewal, with enthusiasm, love, and let us dedicate our opening paragraph, which has our power star in it, to each one's personal experience to receive a spiritual renewal with a life filled with love, peace, joy, hope, prosperity, fresh increase, and all manner of good fortune, just pouring in with rainbows and waves. Now, for you, for me, and for all who participate in our world-famous ESP Lab. So, friends, let's touch our power star often, and let us receive a renewed connection with positive spiritual forces. Let us feel the energy flow as we breathe, relax, smile, enjoy, have fun, and win. Let's celebrate the joy of living with the Gronky Doddles and nature spirits as we renew our commitment to living life as a celebration. Let there be new energy, new prosperity, healing, strength, and positive energy for each one of us participating, so mote it be. My dogs are coming to the conference call today, and it appears that one of my tenants in the back has a guest who is hanging out at the gate with, but in any event, that's only a distraction. And let us continue to press on. And I have a golden candle here today, and I'm going to light it on the power star. And we are looking at the green light, which is the light of growth and love. But we have a gold candle and a brown candle lighted today. Hold on one second. I'm going to light this candle. And I light this candle and place it on the power star, and in communion with the spirit of the light. And we are encouraged to place a candle of the color of our choice. Green or gold are the color of our choice for love, growth, wellness, money, for healing, strength, and light for all of us and each one of us for the entire month of April. And we have two prosperity chants that we identify in the April newsletter, and I'm going to just declare them for all of us. And here I go. Green light, green light, green light, green makes us loving, never mean. Fun, love, joy, big money too flows to me, and I thank you. That's fun. We'll do it again. Green light, green light, green light, green makes us loving, never mean. Fun, love, joy, big money too flows to me, and I thank you. And we have an alternate green light chant for the month. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the lush green light to me. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. And we have some alternatives to the Rama Agni. It's basically the idea is to name the energy transforming personality of your choice or invocation of just pure old-fashioned spirit. Higher power, send the light to me. Higher power, send the lush green light to me. Bathe us with your growth and love and send abundance from above. Higher power, send the light that sets us free. And we have Mama Isis. We honor her as she is so fat and full. And we are experiencing the full moon, Passover, Easter, and the ancient tradition of honoring the mother as Ostara. And so we also recognize the mother, the female side of the force, as we say, Mama Isis, send the light to me and we. Mama Isis, send the lush green, healing, loving, laughing light to me and we. Bathe us with your growth and love and send abundance from above. Madre Grande, Mama Isis, send the light that sets us free. And for the monotheists in the crowd, God Almighty, send the light to me and we. God Almighty, send the lush green light to me and we. Bathe us with your growth and love, send abundance from above. Madre Grande, Rama Agni, higher power, God Almighty, send the light that sets us free. And as you can see, I've been following our admonition to feel free to modify the chant to your comfort zone. Now let us tune into the green light in our April 2012 exercise. All right, folks, lend me your magical mind and tune in. And let's stay with the love and the growth of spring's green healing light of life and prosperity. Let's play with the Gronky Doddles and nature spirits as we experience this living, loving light of nature and the green garments of the Earth Mother. Feel oneness with nature and all green living things. This is on the ray of the power and energy transforming personalities of Pan, Osiris, Hiawatha, and Ostara. Shimmer green with a positive growth-oriented transformation. As we experience wholeness, wellness, peace, protection, prosperity, renewal, and new growth with the power of the green light, let's make this our third or extra light attunement period for each day of April. Know that you will be uplifted and helped by participating. To play with us, just find a relatively peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks. Know there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then, when you feel ready, invite the light to turn to its brilliant emerald green color. And continue. I feel the shimmering, alive green light flooding my aura in being with its love and super cleansing, healing, growth, and strength. With spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing powers, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth, with laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra, extra, extra fun, and extra love, as it burns, loves, and laughs away, purifies, and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life. I accept good cheer, good health, with celebration, charisma, and success. Let us all be filled now to the happy overflowing point, and let us gladly share our fun good by directing the energy to flow out to each one of us today and our special Night Light members, and on through our personal experiences to our ESP lab, and let us feel thanks with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the great energy flows back to me. Blessed be. Now I'm going to tune into a little prosperity magic because all of us sure could use that. And it goes along with our green light theme for April. All right, here's my prosperity magic article, and we have a couple of magical chants that are also flowing on the green ray. Prosperity magic. Everyone can use a little prosperity magic, of course. Some of us could use it more than others. Personally, I find that my magical intuitive gifts work best when they are really needed. Let's kick off the directed energy of April, as Mercury went direct on April 4th, with some lush green prosperity magic as we celebrate spring. My first exposure to Al's writings came when a friend gave me Al's WW book. I had some business reversals and needed some help and turned to a chapter on prosperity magic. I was intrigued by Al's metaphysical understanding of herbs and decided to try a batch of prosperity powder. The thought was to make a powder of herbs known for opulence and money drawing and chant with fun and joy in cooperation with the nature spirits. The fun cooperation with nature spirits chant was declared over the sandalwood, frankincense, and cinnamon powders, which turned it into prosperity powder. And the chant that goes into the prosperity powder goes like this. My words have power as of old, so hear me now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring some silver and bring some gold and bring the lush green stuff that folds. Come quickly now, have fun with me and treasure bring most happily. I speak to you with joy and glee, and as my will, so mote it be. I then became amazed at how well it worked and determined to meet Al in person, and became a member of ESP Lab, and that happened spring of 1978, some 34 years ago. Our theme for our March newsletter was all about good fortune manifesting through fun and friendship with the nature spirits. We continue this idea through April. This was the magic that worked so well so many years ago and still works well today. We are especially enjoying learning and memorizing the prosperity chant offered in March's newsletter. It has been working well for those who use it. We suggest you join with me and other lab members in committing this chant to memory. Have fun, enjoy, and declare. O great and mighty Jupiter, your friendship I do seek. Your emissaries sent to me, spirits rich and sleek. Good nature, spirit sent by Jove, your comradeship I love. For bounty and good fellowship, my thanks are sent above. Spirits great, your riches share with fun and friendship true. Prosperity descends on me, my thanks to lovely you. And now my light is shining bright, rich green to all to see. Good fortune is my law of life, with thanks so mote it be. Good fortune is our law of life, with thanks so mote it be. Good fortune is our law of life, with thanks so mote it be. And as always, feel free to modify the chants to your comfort zone. Jupiter has been close to Venus and the moon night after night and has brightly lighted the sky high above these Rocky Mountains where I live. As I have been learning the chant, I've been going outside and singing to Jupiter with love, fun, and joy, and enjoying the experience. My suggestion is that you see how much fun you can have getting into the spirit of the magic. This is all about what Al referred to as how to build your love affair with the nature spirits of prosperity. The real secret of magical power lies in the running love affair with the forces of nature. When you are sharing love with the nature spirits, good luck follows you everywhere. So let us lovingly celebrate with nature and keep winning. All righty. Now that's the first part of our little declaration today. Anyone have a comment or a question thus far? All righty then. I wrote a letter for the full moon, and which I'm sending out to people who wrote into the lab requesting aid or sending a donation or making a comment. But I think it's a fun idea, and I have a picture of a little puppy on it with a daffodil. And we do have puppies at lab headquarters. We have a gentleman who helps me with my maintenance and my dogs, and he has a little dog, and Ellie is her name, and she has four little puppies. So we have a picture of Ace, a little black and white healer collie mix, and with a daffodil. And here is my thought for the full moon. Have fun. Celebrate joy and win big. Happy spring. At least we wish this for you and for me in our ESP laboratory. One way to make things happy is turn to the joyful side of life. The Hindu master Sri Satya Sai Baba indicated that the first and most important thing on the spiritual path is to experience joy. And this is because it is pleasing to the Lord. Why is joy and the experience of joy so important? One big reason is that our thoughts and emotions shape our physical reality and our life experience. And whatever your spiritual disposition or lack of one, we, in the physical, desire to lead a better life. Spring is a natural time for personal renewal, so find a daffodil to watch as it reaches for the sun, or a puppy to play with in celebration of spring's new life, with new opportunities to begin again and again as we experience the joys of daily living. Then we have a picture of Ace at 6 weeks old at lab headquarters. And we close with this comment. Our good friend Al Manning commented on how the experience of exuberance affects us. Have you ever seen little lambs just jump straight up into the air for the sheer joy of being alive? Baby anythings really love to frolic and play as part of their joy of living. When you get into that mode, overflowing with joy, enthusiasm, exuberance, and zest for life, your thought form and dimension shift endeavors reach a magnificent peak of reality and certainty of manifestation. Spirit loves to be and have fun. That's the way life ought to be, and everything goes much better that way. Okay, I sound a little like a broken record prattling about fun and play, but that's only because it works. The more we play with spirit and at life, the better it all gets. Now I'm going to switch gears here, and we're going to have a magical ceremony in declaring the good of all lab members, especially those who are participating today. If you If you have a piece of paper, you can write down your positive prayer. I have my little prayer prepared on a blue pyramid sheet from the lab, and it basically says Abraxas, Masters of the Pyramid, Teachers and Helpers of ESP Lab, my own spirit teachers and guide, light. Bless all ESP Lab members, especially those in need and those participating today. And then I signed it, and I'm ready to burn it up when we declare our altar space, our magical protected space. And I basically have a chalice of water ready to offer up, and I have my prayer ready. I have my magical wand ready. This is an oak staff that I got when I was hiking in the National Forest looking for hot springs by the Piedra River on the full moon. And since it was down the hill and in the middle of the night, I needed a staff. And this perfect staff was right there. And so I use it as a magical wand. The oak is the favored wood of the Druids. It is the tree of the sun. The Druids believed that the oak was not only the symbol of the sun, but was a sacred tree that emitted healing energies at noon and at midnight. And so, and Druid actually means oak man. So, and there's a part of me that's very Druid-like. I do love the trees, and I do love the mysteries. So my wand today is made from an oak staff as a symbol of the sun, as a symbol of the eternal light. And it was a gift to me from Spirit on the full moon. And so I'm going to use that. And so before we invoke the four directions, I have a sage stick here. I'm going to burn it. I'm going to light it up here, because sage is a purifying herb, and it is very good for removing old vibrations and blessing and purifying. And I have my sage stick going now, and I offer up this sage to the creative forces of the universe, to Mother and Father God, to the male and female side of the force, to our merry spirit band in the ESP Lab land. And I declare that as this sage burns and as the smoke rises, that my space, my altar, is blessed and purified on seven planes of reality, and that this blessing and purification reaches out to us long distance, that we each one are purified and blessed through the sacred power of the sage. And knowing that our space is protected and blessed and purified on seven planes of reality, I prepare to call the creative forces and reach with me with your magic minds and your magic wands to the lands of the east, to the lands of illumination and fire, as we call forth that fiery light into our circle to say, welcome east. And we reach to the great west, to the lands of the air and higher mind, as we pull that energy into our circle, saying, welcome west. And from the south, we reach to the earth, to the great earth, the treasuries, the supply of all that exists in the material world, and we say, welcome earth. And to the great north, to the lands of healing and the waters of life, we invoke those great waters into our circle, saying, welcome north. And we invoke the sky above and the earth below to join us in our circle as we invite and invoke the spirit of life to dance with us in the candle flames. And we declare and know that this is a crossroads of the universe, and the creative spirits of life and light and all sparks of light that are positive, that are with us, are invited to join in to this celebration of light on this great holiday. I'm now going to offer up to the Great Mother and the Great Spirits this chalice of water, and I'm going to invite the Mother of the Universe to pour forth into this chalice everything that we need for our body, mind, and spirit, for our balance, for our wholeness, for our wellness. Let there be wonderful, sparkling rainbow light of transformation, peace, prosperity, and good fortune manifesting now into the water, that we may share it with her and our creative friends throughout the multiverse. Share with us this water of living light. And I have a dollar that I have covered in prosperity powder, and I'm holding it in my hand and breathing my breath of life into it. And this is a method for creating a little magic money. So as I hold this money and I send it good energy and I warm it with my own being and remind it that it has a good home at Sam's house, I tell it to go out and gather up its friends and return. And I'm sending this out into the deposit bag for the ESP lab, knowing that material supplies are needed for the preservation of that which is material. And as I place this money in the bag, I know that it is a symbol of financial increase for the lab, and I declare over this magic money, I send this magic money out winged in harmony with the law to accomplish the mother's purpose and return 10,000-fold. So mote it be. Now I'm going to burn up our prayer, which is for the good of all of us here gathered. And the prayer on the pyramid sheet is a blue healing prayer, and it goes like this. And as I say the prayer, I'm lighting the prayer on fire and letting the flames take the prayer. Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send electric blue to me. Heal my body and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, send the light to me and we. Rama Agni, send the light to me and we. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Heal our bodies and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. With thanks to all the spirits that have gathered here, that are helpful to us, that bring inspiration and love and material supply with balance, wholeness, and wellness, we reach up to the great sky, thankful to the sky spirits, and we pull that creative energy into our being, saying, the sky spirits love me. Then we reach to the earth underneath our feet, knowing that the earth supplies all our material needs, body, mind, and spirit in the physical world. And we say, the earth spirits love me. Then we reach out to all positive sparks everywhere and say and declare, all life loves me, as we declare, and I love me. Then I stretch out my hands to the altar where we have been creating our magical ceremony, and with love and blessings on the mail going out and the deposit going in and the prayers offered up, I declare it is done in togetherness, it is finished in togetherness, for we have set it in togetherness with Mother Nature and all positive sparks of life with our Mary ESP Lab spirit band. And it is so. And for this, we give thanks for the love, friendship, and help, and for all of us who bring help and joy into our life experience. And as I extinguish the flame that we have lighted for the ceremony, a dual flame of a golden candle, I know that this candle is only a symbol of the greater lights that burn within each one of us. Blessed be. That is our conference call for today, except we have a few minutes to talk or ask a question or two. Anybody have any comments, questions, feedback?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Willie.
Hi, Sammy. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm doing good. My sister Betty said to tell you hello. She would have joined, but she's with that family deal, a family
just
gathering.
Just tell her that she's lazy and that we're never talking to her again.
Okay. Now tell me Karen. Tell me about Karen and Mike, please.
Yeah,
was it an
happened.
Car accident or something?
Well, now you were saying you wanted to know about Karen. Is that what you were saying?
And Mike,
yes.
too.
And Mike?
Too. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was interesting because we got a notice. We got two notices within an hour on the same day that, number one, Karen had left for greener pastures, and two, that Mike had left for greener pastures. Mike was a long-term member. He had been fighting chronic illness for an extended period of time for years, and he was making progress, but you know how it is with the material plane and physical bodies. They only last so long, and then you expire and go to the other side. Karen did go quickly. She suddenly was diagnosed with a terminal illness, and she fought it for about 6 months, and then she went to the other side. In Karen's case, it was interesting, and I did talk to Karen a couple of times during her challenges with her illness. Thing is that I did, and I'm going to turn off the recording after this. Well, we'll just let it roll. Basically, I did see Karen after she crossed over, and she, of course, all of us with physical bodies tend to want to keep living. She is settling into her work on the other side. She is looking more like a high priestess. She looks kind. The image that appeared to me was more of the high priestess than how she looked in the physical when she was alive, she even changed her hair color. She's more of a brunette these days. But she is wanting to continue healing work and use her knowledge of healing to broadcast healing energies to lab members, which she has offered to do on a daily basis. And she's also broadcasting the violet light of higher mind. And she is also preparing to teach courses on the other side, and said that she's also prepared to do, readings and counselings from the other side. Of course, you have to penetrate the veil to get to the astral ESP lab in order to get a counsel from Karen. But, since the Spiritual Science Church is a spiritualist church. That's not just unheard of for numbers of us. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe she'll be of assistance to me. I'm going to start classes at a massage therapy school end of this month, and I want it so that I can heal people.
Is this Melissa?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Melissa. Glad to have you with us. Well, the thing with the Astral Lab is it's a very, very interesting phenomena to me. Most people don't really realize that for almost 10 years before Al crossed over, he was doing almost all of his work, his actual magical work, at the Astral Lab, which is not a physical place. It is a astral place. And so that Astral Lab, of course, is as old as the lab, and so it's been around for, you know, 47 years or so. And and we mentioned Ostara today, the goddess of spring, who with the Romans, they basically, as you know, as they conquered different people, they tried to keep peace by changing the holidays around. And So, the resurrection of Jesus as the official Roman holiday, they just combined that idea with the ancient spring festivals honoring the goddess and the flower goddesses and the return of Persephone and all of that, and with the and tied to the full moon. But in any event, Ostara is a very, very, very powerful influence for me, and I met her originally in the most unusual of places. And I basically was a lab member for maybe, 6 months or so, and I was living in Hollywood and walking to the lab for classes. And a friend of mine asked me to go with him to the bank. Well, and it was a Beverly Hills bank, and I said, well, my mother's going into surgery. She was just diagnosed with a major cancer and had a 50-50 chance of living. And this was 3 days after my father had passed away. And I said, well, I want to pray while my mother's in surgery. And my friend said, well, come along with me. You can pray in the lobby. And he really wanted my company, and of course, when you're driving around L.A., you want some company. Well, in any event, I went with him, and I'm sitting in the Beverly Hills branch of the California First Bank, and I'm starting to pray, that my mother will make it through surgery. And I basically said, please, God, I just lost my father. I can't lose my mother. And 3 days after my father died, my mother started hemorrhaging, and they found a cancer the size of a football in her uterus and had to go into an emergency operation, and saying she had at best 50-50 chance to live. And of course, I'm pretty emotional, but I'm sitting there in the bank, and as I mentioned in my my editorial this month, my intuitive, magical, psychic gifts, tend to kick into overdrive when there's a big need. Well, I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, please, God, I can't lose my mother. I just lost my father. And as I'm saying this, and I'm a new lab member, about 6 months, suddenly, as I'm sitting in the bank lobby, a white telephone appeared next to me with the words Ishtar in diamond letters. And then the lobby filled up with clouds. And this was long before cell phones, and the cord went shooting up into the clouds, and as it hit the ceiling, it turned to clouds, and the cord just kept going up until it hit a cloud that had a castle in it, and the cord went in through the castle window and went to a telephone on a table sitting next to a beautiful goddess who had a diamond tiara and green robes and was very beautiful. And I didn't know her name, but she said, Sammy, your mother will be fine, and this is a gift to you from Spirit. Well, my mother did recover from the surgery and did live, you know, several years past that, and did pass peacefully in her own bed. But I mention that because that is the goddess Ostara, and that was the root, the egg, the goddess of the egg, the goddess of the dawn, the goddess of spring, was the original root word for Easter, and that word morphed in Germany to Ostara. But in any event, that was my first experience with Ostara. Then about 5 years before Al died, I had a visitation from Ostara here in my front yard, and Al and I used to send clouds back and forth to each other with little messages in them, and I would send some rain from Colorado, so anyway, it was just a way of playing, and we would look at and do divination in the clouds. But in any event, on this particular day, and I'm saying this, Melissa, for your benefit and for all of our benefits, because it's a very interesting reminder. But in any event, Ostara came up, and she was in her cloud castle, and she basically asked me to mention to Al that she had given a cloud, a celestial cloud, for us to construct, you know, an evolution to the astral lab, and that it was going to be more than a lab, but it was going to be a intentional community, and that all lab ministers and all lab members in good standing were welcome to go there and create. Now, one of the elements is that only positive thoughts are really allowed in terms of manifesting your thoughts. So anyway, that was really a fun thing. And so at this point, that was about a dozen years ago. And Al and I went to work there to create an intentional astral community as a gift from the great spring goddess. And it's appropriate to tell that story. But I had seen her when I was roughly 27, and then I saw her again when I was roughly 50. So, you know, almost 25 years went by between when I had that visitation with her in the bank, and she didn't mention her name then. It was only, you know, some 20 plus years later that I realized it was the goddess of spring, who is on the green ray, who is the goddess of healing. And I felt relieved, and my mother was fine. And she said, you know, your mother will recover. This is a gift to you from Spirit. So I have a lot of respect for Ostara and her great powers. And she gave this wonderful gift to the lab. And like Melissa, your husband crossed over to the other side. And it's interesting how I am experiencing some of that. But Bill had a big welcome party. It was a bachelor party. And Melissa even intuited some of it, complete with the nymph coming out of the cake. But it was a big party for Bill on the other side, and Bill wasn't expecting it.
No,
but the interesting thing is that there's a whole community that's evolving as an astral lab community. So in any event, there are classes, and they are actually easy to get to. You know, you just basically have to, as you're getting into your meditation state, touch your power star, ask Spirit to take you there, and then travel there in your imagination. And, you know, as you get there, you will be welcomed in. It's just, I never really have known of another group that has an intentional spiritual community on the other side that you can opt into when you cross over. I mean, you know, people have heaven and they have hell and they have purgatory and they have all the levels of that. But in this is an intentional spiritual community that you can participate in. So anyway, there are healing classes going on the lab, and there's an ever expanding, cosmic library. There are folks who are interested in picking things up when they cross over, and there was already quite an established community of ESP Lab members who have crossed over, who, as they saw we are creating this intentional community, have jumped right in and moved right in and created their little cottage on the edge of the Citadel, and rock and roll.
Does Bill have a little place there?
I would imagine he does, because, you know, if you're going to, I didn't ask to see Bill when he crossed over,
mm-hmm.
And I really haven't followed him, but what people are encouraged to do is know that their thoughts shape reality, and it's kind of like the old Wild West, as you, there's a whole, anything you can imagine can exist there. So you just find your little plot and create your own little reality, whether it's a little cottage with daffodils and three dogs and two parakeets, it's whatever floats your boat. And I know, and for me, I'll be looking forward to seeing my dogs and having a garden and a blue sky and all that.
I'll just bet Bill has a Roman villa.
He's got a Roman villa?
I'll just bet, yeah. And I bet he's got lots of friendly nymphs visiting.
Well, you would know him.
I know him, Ben.
And then, with those torches are kind of striking, too, because, in the lab we're not about judgment. And, of course, Al was a fun-loving guy. And so the astral community is a very fun-loving place.
I want to ask you about the thought form sheets. I have all colors except green. Are we supposed to send in a green sheet each time it's time for us to do our thought form magic?
No, any color is good. In fact, we're going to have to reprint them here at the lab, because we're down to white and blue, I think.
And check that got lost. That question was in there about the thought form sheets. Okay, so I'll get
it. Well, the thought form sheets are basically, each color, it's kind of like if you think of shamanism, a shaman takes all kinds of different energies. He may have a rosary, and he may have a peyote button. We don't know, but it's
okay.
Whatever works for you.
Okay.
So as you think of all of these things that have magnetisms, that have properties, that have powers, because green is good for money and it's also good for healing. Well,
mm-hmm.
Blue is also good for good fortune and healing. Well, do you have to use blue or green? Well,
right.
No, you don't. I mean, you can use blue for healing. You can use green for healing. You can use all the colors of the rainbow for healing. If someone needed energy, you would want to give them some red energy. And if their mind was going, you'd send them some orange energy. So the whole chakra meditation is all about the experience of the rainbow, and we tune into the individual rays, because each ray has its own power. Like green is good for protection, but it's good for protection through love. Blue is good for protection, but it's good for protection through power and creativity and strength. The sheets work whatever color you send in. The basic idea with them was to, thought form sheets, pyramid, mystic pyramid sheets, have different chants on them.
Right.
And then the chants work with a different color. Like the green is lush green. Bathe us with your growth and love and send abundance from above. Okay, that's on the green ray.
Yes.
Blue, which is is a big color for healing is heal our bodies and affairs and bring creative thoughts to bear. So it's kind of like using the color of the sheet to go with the chant to keep amplifying the magical energy, just like Chinese water torture, another drip.
Oh, okay. Now, when I started with Al, he said to send the green for the lab, so it'll reach there for the 22nd, and I would put the blue in my pyramid, and the green would be in his pyramid. And after doing it every month, I would do this, and also for you, I've used up my blue and green. Green for you and blue for my pyramid. So I'm glad you told me this.
Yeah, I never heard that, but you see, I haven't heard everything. And since Al ran things for 40 years, he has a lot of archives. But I will tell you this. The main thing is to send a positive thought. And the sheets are a way of focusing that positive thought. I will tell you, years ago, back in that first beginning of my first 6 months in the lab, we were doing the pyramid thought form exercise.
Right.
And it was Valentine's Day. Well, I had been sending in little prayers and had my little pyramid at home that I was energizing too. But my thoughts were always pretty generic, meaning I'd say let there be more love and let there be peace and let there be, you know, things that are that are hard to quantify, if you would. So I decided, well, I want to test this and see if I made a really specific request, what would happen. Now, what I did, it was that Valentine's Day, so I bought a Valentine's card, and I wrote myself a Valentine, and the Valentine I was working for a big Beverly Hills real estate company, and I had been working really hard. And I felt I deserved a raise. So I wrote on the Valentine's card to myself, I, Sam Rose, deserve a $100 a week raise by March 1st. That was my prayer. And so after I made it and energized it, I made a copy for my altar. I sent it in to Al in Los Angeles. I was in L.A. too, for that matter. But I sent it into the lab. On the 22nd, it went in the pyramid. Everybody chanted over it, let there be a complete manifestation of all the positive requests. And on the 29th, Al burned up the prayers. And so now March 1st came around, and I waited, and nothing happened. And I said, well, I guess that little magic wish was a dud. And then the next day, my boss gave me a letter, and it was dated March 1st. And it said, effective today, you, Sam Rose, are going to receive a $462.14. It came out to 100 plus a week, a month raise. So I got my $100 a week raise effective March 1st, just as specifically as I had put it in there. And again, I had fun with writing myself the Valentine. The Valentine was pretty. It was full of rainbows. I sent it to Al. He chanted over it. The group chanted over it. On the 29th, it was released by fire. And so the whole point I'm making is the mood, the intention, your own magic is more important than the color of the thought form sheet. The thought form sheet is only an aid to help you construct a positive prayer.
Oh, okay, good enough.
That's the way I look at it.
Okay, yes. Because whatever color it's supposed to be, it changes anyway once it's put in the pyramid to the right color.
Well, I always would like to use the green for money and the blue for healing and the orange for mental clarity and the yellow for good ideas and the white for protection. But, you know, the colors have lots of capacity.
Okay. Well,
anybody else got a comment?
Did they all disappear? Oh.
No, I'm still here. Is everybody else gone?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, you're here.
Am Amber. Amber is probably done, huh?
I'm Amber. Here.
Amber's there. She's just a little quiet mouse today. You know how quiet she is. No, I'm just teasing her.
Yeah, well, the moon's in Scorpio. It does do something to your mood swings. It makes you a little quiet and, you know, with John.
Well, day by day, you know, each one of us has our ups and downs and our quiet times and our more vocal times.
Yes, exactly.
Anybody else have a question or a comment before we close today?
I do want to say something. I am so happy I tuned in. And I've been just sitting here excited and taking notes and just on the positive energy and the thoughts. I haven't done this. I haven't tuned in for a while, and I'm going to start doing this a lot more. And
so, give me your first name and your state.
Amber Lee, California.
Oh, it's Amber Lee. You know, your voice sounds a little different today, but in any event, we're glad that you tuned in. We did have some good energy. We're riding the full moon. And the neat thing about these is that we are recording them. And so in that context, you know, people can listen to them. They can listen to them again. You know, you can, so we're creating a library of cosmic courses. This is actually the 17th one we've recorded, and each one with a different theme. So I'm glad you made it today, and I hope you're going to do some dancing with the Gronky Doddles for spring and look at a flower and let us all be blessed with beautiful spring renewal and new life and new love. So mote it be.
So mote it be. And happy Easter, and thank you, Sammy, for giving us your time.
Well, thank you much, and we thank you for participating, because without you, we would just be, you know, out walking the dogs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we had this time together. And I missed all the times, the two times I did miss with you. I did call in for some extra energy because my priest and some kids, university kids, to help me unclutter my place. But it was a bunch of appliances and cookware that I only used once over the 22 years or 35 years, so let's just take it. And they gave it to the Salvation Army, and they said they could make a lot of money off of it. So I was stressed out with all six kids coming to me, asking me, do you want this, do you want that? And it's all six running together, and it's like, oh, good. Because I can only handle one-on-one.
Day by day, Willie, day by day, and you be blessed, and tell your sister howdy for me. And we
knew that,
you know, a lot of people have other plans for Easter. But we wanted to grab the energy while we have the full moon. And y'all be careful out there tomorrow. We do have a Mars square tomorrow, which is is the same aspect we had the morning of 9/11. So it's a day of caution.
Oh.
But there's a lot of energy to get things done. But I would use caution tomorrow. And at least Mercury is direct. Yay!
Yes,
of course.
All right. Well, blessed be everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, this is Melissa again, just reminding you I'm still interested in a ministry.
Well, Melissa, here is a thought for you. The first thing is, you know, with the lab as it is today, you know, some things are pretty fast and sure, meaning the newsletter goes out.
Yeah.
I'm almost finished with May, and that is my first thing to do is get on board with the newsletter. The second thing was to seek to preserve the membership, and we've done a good job on that. We're actually growing as an organization, but in the context of all of that, you know, letters and treatments and blessings. So maintaining the membership, responding to the membership, being is the second big thing that I do. The third big thing is work on the archives, which we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is an issue that the board has to resolve, and now we're out of what Sammy does on his own and what Sammy has to do with the board. We have an issue. Basically, the ministry is something that's approved by the board.
Yes.
Well, right now we have a criteria for membership that includes taking a course, which is the occult minister's course.
Right.
The only problem with that is we can't find one in the archives.
Goodness.
I mean, now I had one 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And 7 years ago, when I took over the lab, I said, well, there's not a, I don't see an occult minister's course. And then I said, oh, I have one in storage and so on. But I've been looking for one ever since. And so the board has to change the criteria for ordination.
Okay.
Or we have to find the course. But that reminds me, as I could put a query on it, because there's another course we can't find, which is the astrology course.
Hmm.
So in any event, what I'm saying is some things with the lab happen very quickly, like the newsletter goes out every month.
Some things take time, like finding the course. And
well, like finding the course, or with the board only meeting once a year, or something, unless we have to meet about something.
Yeah.
But as a reference, Michael and I have already talked about that we need to be thinking of certifications. We actually have two PhDs on the board now. The only point on that is it helps to give credibility. Linda Savage, who's a board member, has a PhD in psychology and being the fun-loving gal that she is, with an emphasis on sexual therapy. And then Alexis Bliss has a PhD in music, and she's an alternate to the board. And we did agree to create a committee of all of us to work on a school for the lab.
Mm-hmm.
And but what I'm responding to is the fact that it's not just it's not as easy as just saying I'd love to be a minister and then flipping the switch.
Yeah.
But I think it's good for you to bring it up and us to discuss it, because the way I count is that we really would like to have a lab that has longevity. You know, Karen was a minister.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There were four of us. Now there are three of us. We're not moving in the right direction on that. We did have an application from someone who the board didn't think was appropriate for that person. As far as you, Melissa, I would say, hey, you just keep studying and doing your thing, and the board will create a new criteria. Next time we meet, I'll just mention you've made an application to study as a minister, because the board can determine what the criteria is.
Mm-hmm.
We just have the old criteria from Al, and one of the criteria was taking the occult minister's course, which, just like everything in the lab, we try and preserve as much of the tradition. I am going to be, like in my case, I had to take the course and I had to give a couple of book reports and whatever. But I think you should pursue it. I think it would be great for you to pursue it. I know that you study lots of things, that you're a metaphysically educated person, that you do Reiki healings. One thing I would mention as a reference, you know, Melissa, if you felt like you wanted to be a minister tomorrow, so that you could marry people and bury people and have a legal authenticity to your ministry, have you ever looked at the Universal Life Church?
You know, we just brought that up yesterday. Somebody's daughter just got a Universal Life ministry, kind of so she can marry some friends.
Well, I just saw you. No, I.
And we
was,
were discussing whether it was a legitimate church. I said it was. Oh no, it's not a real church. But
It is a real church.
That's what
I say. Let me tell you about it for a couple of minutes, because I had an original ministry with Universal Life Church in 1977, actually a year before I joined the lab. And so the Supreme Court challenged whether or not the Universal Life Church was a real church or not. And the Universal Life Church won their court battle, and the Supreme Court did acknowledge they are a real church. Now, where they get into trouble of a sort is that, they were saying, why should churches get a benefit for tax exemption when real people were all temples of the light?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it was basically saying everybody is a child of God. So why should churches get a special exemption when everybody in truth was divine? And so they were saying everybody deserves a tax exemption if churches deserve a tax exemption. So that's what got them in trouble with the government. But the since they have that attitude that you are a temple of the Holy Ghost and that you are divine, if you write them and say that you're a minister and you tell them why you're a minister, they acknowledge that you're a minister already. The difference is that if you send them $10, they will give you a certificate that recognizes that you're a minister. And since they're a recognized tax-exempt church, they have the authority in the United States to determine who's a minister or who's not. And I only mention it to you because for $10, you could have a certificate that says you're a minister of the light or you're any number of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so to someone who goes to a different church who says, well, my minister went to Baptist Seminary, and he's the one who really knows. Of course, you and I would tend not to agree with them. And is our view just as valid as their view, or more so? It's more so because it's our view. So all I'm saying is, if you wanted to be a minister tomorrow and practice your own brand of religion, the Universal Life Church is a good option.
Okay.
Because when I asked Al, about it, and for me it was, oh, gosh, it's over. It's like 20 years ago or something. In any event, he was saying, oh, well, we hold it closely to your breast. And when Al passed, we had five of us. Now there's three of us. So we need a program, and I would like to see, back to this thing of perseverance for a second. All right, so we had a gentleman who's a new member. He's been a member for less than a year. And about 3 months ago, he said, well, are the correspondence courses available? Well, it's hard for me because I don't have enough office help, and I work as a volunteer, and my time is with the newsletter, writing members, doing blessings, and that takes up most of my time. So Misto, who is the current office manager, has a new job and has really had a hard time putting in any hours and has given notice. Now, I have a new lady who's starting, but she doesn't know anything, and I'm not sure she'll work out.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, so the gentleman says, can I order the correspondence courses? And I says, well, first we'll have to find them. And so for a month went by, and Misto didn't have time to look. So after a month of Misto not having time to look, I went out and I would spend, half an hour here, half an hour there, looking through it. But we've got now 47 years of archives. And so I'm out there, and they were in good shape when Al died, but by the time they got here from Texas, they were in a mess. In any event, I found one copy of his correspondence course on how to prophesy. And I found two copies of How to Live Your Life Better with Scientific Magic. So after, and the guy was very persistent. He basically said, can I order these? And I said, yes, we should have them somewhere. And, Misto's going to get them. And In the meantime, he waited 2 months just to find out if we had them or not. And then so 2 weeks ago, I gave them to Misto, and rather than copy them here, he said, oh, let's bind them and let's make them nicer and let's go take them there. And so he did, and that was 10 days ago. And just for fun, we told the guy they were like $11 each and $5 for shipping or something. But, you know, by the time he got them bound and copied, they were $11.50 each. So he got his two for $25 plus shipping. They cost us $11.50 each plus $5.30 for shipping. Plus, I'm paying Misto to go doing all that running around. So what I'm saying is selling courses in this fashion doesn't really serve the lab except that it got the information out there. Now, the beautiful thing is these are wonderful courses. I took them 20 years ago. I had a copy made for me for both of them. I'm getting inspired to revisit them. And I'm thinking of teaching them both as classes and kicking off the school this fall. And doing a, you know, every month, you know, a correspondence course with me as a teacher. And really getting the school going as we develop a new criteria for ministers. Melissa, you know, if you're already a minister in a church that is acknowledged by us, it only helps, you know, us determine the validity of your ministerial application.
Okay.
So I will mention it at the next board meeting, and what would be useful is for you to like write write me, and I know you love to write, is to write me just a one-page letter as a formal application. Just say I'm a life member. I love the lab. I would love to be actively promoting the lab principles as a minister. I would like to make a formal application to the board for their consideration. And this is why I would like to be a minister of ESP Lab, 12345. And then the board can consider that application and say, well, if, you know, Al did say two book reports, and he did say two correspondence courses, including the minister's course. I am going to work to resurrect it. In fact, I'll put a notice in the May newsletter that we're looking for it. So anyway, persevere, and I'm sure you'll get there.
I do have all his books and pamphlets and two of the two New Light of Help courses to start with, working with.
Great.
So.
Great. I know you have been studying this stuff a long time, and it's not really about you.
I understand.
It's really about the methods that we accept ministers and what impact that has on the organization and how that affects our structure and everything. And that's something that the board, which is primarily me, Michael Manning, and Linda Savage, and then with Alexis Bliss as a alternate. Anything from anybody else before we go?
That's about it.
Well, pet a big Easter bunny for me and eat some chocolate and hallelujah.
You know what Al did some years ago? I ordered a book. I think it was the Ishtar book, actually, but it came in March when Easter was in March that year, and he wrote in the flyleaf, Happy Ishtar.
Happy Ishtar. Well, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
We'll see y'all now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy Ostara.
Happy Ostara.
Happy Pentecost.